And all of our post-game awards, we're going to get to those in a few moments' time. Benny Jones, Jordan Kanellis and Adam Cooney with you. The Lions winners by 4 points, 7-11-53 to 7-7-49. We're going to head down to the rooms to catch up with one of the victorious Lions. He had 14 disposals, kicked a goal, but we're not going to bother talking about that or the win. We're going to start on a negative, in fact, with Cam Rayner, who joins us on the line. Cam, I think you know where we're going to start with this. Second quarter, you were about to be put on posters around rooms right across the country. T-shirts were being designed. We were already going with one of the greatest marks of all time. You did all the hard work, mate. You just couldn't quite bring it to ground. How do you reflect on that one?
Yeah, I've been giving a bit of feedback already from the boys. It's been coming left, right and centre, but I got the ride. Just fumbled at the end, that little bit extra length. Just took out of my head, but it was a good game. A tough pulled out win by the boys.
Absolutely it was. And on a serious note, a really important win. You guys now go to 6-2, consolidate your spot up towards the top of the table. They came hard late though, Melbourne. There's no doubt about it. You guys had some opportunities to ice the game. That'll be, I'm sure, something Fags will work on with you guys through the week. But credit to Melbourne. Just when it looked like you were about to kick away in that second half, they fought really well.
Yeah, definitely. They're a tough team and we knew they were going to come up after three-quarter time. But I think probably we were just a little bit slack in our composure towards the end of the game, and a couple of boys missed some shots and we just tried to rush it a little bit. But as you said, there's always, you can always take learnings out of a game, and we'll review that quickly and see what we can do.
Cam, that was as close as any team has got to you this season, or as close the other way. You haven't had a game, I think, less than two goals, and less than the next one. Next highest is 20 points, so you've had pretty you know, big margins in most of your games this season. 4 points tonight, what does that say about the resilience of your team being able to hold it out in that last quarter?
Yeah, I think it speaks to our maturity of a group. You know, I think a couple of weeks ago we had a chance to show our maturity against Geelong, and we absolutely fluffed that one at three in the third quarter. So we've been trying to work on it over the last couple of weeks, and I think, you know, probably 2 years ago we probably lose that game. So just shows us how far we've come as a group, and reassures us that we're doing the right thing.
It was an entertaining game of footy. I love the way you move the ball from defence, not afraid to bite off that 45 and then get some overlap run. But you mentioned maturity with the group. I was also pretty impressed at times when you're able to sort of methodically move the ball forward and play that tempo style of footy. What sort of percentage do you want to take the game on versus sort of slow it down?
Yeah, I think we have to have a good balance. Or else you become too predictable for the opposition. I think, you know, we at the start of the game, we thought it was raining, so it was going to struggle to move it that way, and it ended up being all right. So, you know, we try to look for that open option, but, you know, we still back ourselves down the line and to play that contested brand where we can just knock it on. So, as I said before, it's good to have a balance and it makes it easier to score.
No Steph Martin tonight. Big Oscar and Archie Smith going up against arguably the best ruckman in the competition. I thought they battled manfully. How did you see that?
Yeah, it's good. He's a gun, Maxie. He just takes him everywhere. So the boys had a task to get through him. But, you know, we tried our best to help him out as well. But he's a pretty hard man to stop. So I thought they did really well. But, you know, it's important this season, especially for blokes when they get the call up to come in and do their job. And I thought Archie did that pretty well. And I know he's been pretty good all year. So it's a good confidence boost for the rest of the midfielders in there to see them go to work.
Another great night for your midfield. Lachie Neal, Jared Lyons, Hugh McCluggage had very good evenings. Are you going to slide your way in there at some stage?
I try to get my way in there, but I always get the nod out. So I'll have to work a couple more in the pre-season and try to get in there in the next couple of years. But the time's got up since last year, and I think that's what we're trying to do, just slowly, gradually building there. I'm forward first, and if I can help in the midfield, then I can.
I just wanted to ask you quickly, Cam, about your midfield buddy there, Hugh McCluggage. 22 disposals tonight, but it's his work in real close quarters. I think he was involved in that first half in about three goal assists where they were just deft little touches, little handballs out to players who were storming past. And his ability in traffic and his clean hands, I mean, he must do some things even on the training paddock you guys just sit back in awe of.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's most of our midfielders. They're just so clean around the ball. Obviously, Lockie's the number one guy at that, but Huey's really starting to find his way in that as well. And he just kind of does the same thing that Scotty Penderby does, where he weaves through and everyone goes past him. But he's such an exciting player to be a part of. And when he's got the ball coming out of the midfield, you know he's going to lace you up.
Cam, how are you guys going to approach the next run of fixtures with the condensed schedule now? You've got Essendon up next, Richmond and the Dogs after that, so you've got some pretty handy opponents coming up, but it's all compressed now into that smaller time frame. Off the back of tonight's game. How do you guys recover and prepare, and what's the training schedule going to be like leading into the next game?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not really sure about what we do next week, but as we said, we take it 1 week at a time, or just a game to game, really. I think there's a couple of boys that brought their blankets and their pillows to have a nap on the way home to get ready to start recovering. But as I said, it's really important, and this year's been so strange. You just got to make sure that you just start working towards each game and do everything right to get yourself up.
Do you know what the strategy is going to be, Cam, with how the team is going to get rested and rotated? Will there be rotations that Chris Fagan will bring in, or is he going to try and go with the best 22 every game and try and tough it out in the next fixtures?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I think if the best 22 is available, then we play the best 22. But obviously some blokes pull up a little bit sore and a little bit older than us. So it kind of just depends on how they feel through the week. And I think that'll just be up to the players to decide. We're not going to try and push anyone through injuries and risk missing a couple of weeks. So, we've got a good list, and I think that's what's going to happen this year. The best list will win the flag. So that's the most important thing. We've got to make sure that when the players come in, they come in and play their role. And that's what we're hoping for everyone.
Well, Cam, congratulations on the win. Your role, you've been a really solid contributor over the past month of football. You didn't drop the car, because I don't think they give away a car these days, but I'm sure the boys will be getting stuck into you, because there might have been some handy dollars to the end-of-year footy trip you might have thrown away, mate. So I'll let you go back to deal with them. We want to keep seeing your high-flying efforts, though, on a weekly basis, mate. So good luck for the upcoming matches, and thanks for joining us on AFL Nation.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, guys.